When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is an Open Line Thursday. You're welcome to call us throughout the show at 800-636-1067. That's the MGM National Harbor listener lines. They are wide open. Call us. You can talk about the Commanders-Dallas game. You can talk about the unfortunate Alex Ovechkin injury. You could give us Junkies hypotheticals. We haven't done those in a while.
Talk Wizards. Don't have the worst record in the Eastern Conference anymore.
Oh, very good.
Sixers lost again last night. That's a complete disaster what's happening in Philly.
Yep, it's not great.
Embiid doesn't play all the time. I think Paul George got hurt. Maxey's been out. They're supposed to be one of the best teams in the NBA.
Yep.
They're 2-12.
Yep. So you can call us on an Open Line Thursday. But joining us right now is Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How
are
we doing?
We are doing well. So, obviously, the huge story is the Alex Ovechkin injury suffered in the Utah game a few nights ago.
Yeah.
Take us through what, you know, once the collision happened with McBain, Ovi goes down on the ice, tried to come back and skate around a little bit, then had to go to the locker room. What was your reaction, the reaction of all your teammates seeing Ovi, who very rarely gets injured, you know, down on the ice and now sidelined for he's a week-to-week guy at this point?
Yeah, I think when we saw Ovo down and he stayed down for as long as he did, and then he you know, couldn't finish the game, I think we realized that probably something pretty good that was bugging him. Like you said, you know, he hasn't missed a lot of time in his career, which is pretty special. It's hard to do, especially the way that he plays the game. So yeah, I mean, it was tough to see. You know, hopefully we'll be getting him back sooner than later.
You scored in that game, right? It was one of the two goals in 10 seconds bit.
Yep. That's why I play with good line mates.
I want to just get back to Ovi for a second. So I heard he was like on crutches and everything. When you see him, are you encouraged or?
I mean, obviously not encouraged from the fact that he's injured by any means, but
that he could come back sooner than we might think.
Yeah. I mean, I think at any point, you know, right when you get injured, your immediate thought is, all right, how long is this going to take?
Yeah.
You know, I think it, you know, every person is different. Obviously these injuries, you know, they happen, right? What? I know. Sorry. That's my daughter. She's yelling at me.
All good, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think once it gets assessed, I hear you. Once it gets assessed, I think we're all, you know, obviously upset. We're upset for O. You know, I mean, the guy was on fire as well, which is not only tough for a team, but individually, I thought he was playing really well. And, but yeah, I think with the, diagnosis and then seeing how long it's going to take, I think it was encouraging all in all for what happened.
So what do you attribute his success this year to versus like last year? Is it just simply like a little puck luck? Like, you know, he was ripping shots last year and they just weren't going in for whatever reason, bizarre, and this year they are? Like, what is it?
No, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, O is a guy that regardless of the game plan against him, and regardless of everybody in the entire arena knowing what's going to happen, he's still been able to score goals. So I think, you know, I mean, you know, last year he still finished with over 30 goals, which is really impressive. And I think what people forget to understand is like when teams come into either playoffs or we go play them, everybody's mind is on Ovi and they're on how do we prevent O from scoring? So he's been dealing with that his entire career, where he's still been putting up big numbers despite teams, doing their best effort to control him, not scoring. He's the best goal scorer the game's ever seen. And, I just think guys like that, like put it this way, for example, if I score a goal in a game, I'm pretty happy about that from a standpoint of like, oh, okay, I got one. Like, you know, if the rest of the game goes pretty well and you end up with one goal, everyone's happy. Always the guy where it's like he scores one, he wants like four. And I think that's probably the difference. I mean, it's hard to stop a guy when he's that hungry.
Nick, did you and your teammates think that that knee-to-knee contact from McBain to Ovi, did you think it was dirty and or reckless? Because we had Coach Carberry on a couple days ago, and reckless was the word that he used to
but he didn't think it was intentional.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think it was intentional by any means, no.
Did you think he had to take a beating, though?
I mean, you know, there's a pretty good code in hockey. Willie's one of the best at it. You know, and I think when your captain goes down, it probably has to be addressed. And, you know, I think we're all really fortunate that we have Willie on our team to take care of stuff like that. So
you got two games at home coming up, Colorado tonight. Fill us in on your prep for Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, a team that we obviously have played very recently, so that's good. There's going to be a lot of clips that we're going to be able to pull from, like I said, from our previous game where we all played very well. I think they have some really, really elite players. I mean, obviously, Nathan MacKinnon is probably one of the best in the game and probably one of the fastest players that we see all year. So he definitely is going to need some special attention. And then their power play. I mean, their power play has been really, really good as of late. And even when we played them, our goalies made some really big saves that kept them off the board. So I think one of the biggest things will be staying above. And what I mean by that is staying above their speed and when you're on the ice, kind of being able to scope, take a look around and see where they're bringing speed from and try and stay above and limit that speed, because it's really challenging when they get the puck into certain guys' hands that have speed, and you kind of feel like you're backing up, you're on your heels, and all of a sudden they're into your zone and they're creating scoring chances. So I think stay off the penalty kill, and then, you know, limit their ability to gain speed.
Joined by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. So I felt bad for you a couple days ago, Dowder, when I saw the video. I think it was after the win against Vegas, where they're scanning around the locker room, and your face just looks banged up from taking your nose got broken in the Maple Leafs game, and you just look like you've been through it, man. But you're a tough hockey player. You came back after that. Like, give us the status on the nose. What does your wife think of the face at this point? Give us a status update.
What, on the status update on the face?
Yeah.
Well, definitely happy we got our Christmas cards taken before.
That's hilarious.
Smart. No question.
Good.
Yep. Let's see. I mean, I've been wearing the Breathe Rights pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wearing the Breathe Rights pretty regularly because it's been hard to get any oxygen up there. Of course, we fly to Colorado, thinnest air in the country. That was good.
Right.
We're getting back to normal. I had the raccoon eyes going for a little bit, those are now dissipating. So all in all, not too bad with a broken nose. I could have gone without the flight and the pressure and the mile high air in Denver. That would have been nice. But, you know, I guess I play a sport where walking around your place of business, people aren't going to look at you crazy when you have two black eyes and a broken nose. So.
what was done to the nose in the movies or TV? We've seen, like, people just get their nose, like, they just kind of snap it back in place. Like, what was done?
Yeah, I actually had to have a guy run from the complete opposite side of my body and put it back into place and kind of hit the same hit that was done on me. I'm just kidding. We didn't do that. But, it wasn't displaced. Because I think most people think of broken noses, they're kind of on, like, on the side of your face.
Yeah. Right.
You know, mine wasn't like that. Those got to be snapped into place, and it's pretty painful. They, you know, might require surgery, whatever. Mine, luckily, was just broken kind of on, like, the mid and the top. The cartilage and stuff was probably fractured and cracked. I've done it once before, so probably hard to tell what's new and what's old. But all in all, you know, I think that, you know, I just never been hitting the nose that hard, to be honest, in my life. So my eyes were tearing up. I was, like, trying to, you know, worried about if I was going to have a concussion or not. Then we did the concussion protocol and we got that out of the way. And I've had concussions in the past, so I kind of know exactly what I'm feeling when they happen. And I was really happy that I felt good other than, you know, my nose. But, you know, I got my wife already. I got my two kids. So Christmas cards are over. so I guess they don't got to look too good.
Doubter, were you upset that there wasn't a penalty called there, that it was called an inadvertent hit? I saw Carberry, basically, he wanted there to be a major penalty, like a five-minute penalty called there. It wasn't, but it was actually nice that, is it Matthew Knies or Knies? I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. I guess he did apologize
Knies,
to you,
yep.
Knies, that you know, he said it was inadvertent. He didn't mean to injure you and hit you basically in your face.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely upset that there wasn't a, I was definitely upset that there wasn't a penalty called. I mean, I think, obviously, you know, being the fact that how I felt and the hit that I took, it would have been nice for our team to have a little bit of an advantage for me to have to go through that. But I don't think he's the type of player that's going out of his way to injure players by any means. I mean, he did apologize, which, you know, good on him, but still, I mean, I guess I still definitely think it was probably a penalty, and I think it's kind of some of the stuff we're trying to eliminate, right, is head contact, and, you know, I think incidental or not, I think there's not a lot of guys that'll honestly say, like, oh, yeah, like, I was aiming for his head, right? Like, I mean, guys are trying to make contact with people and they incidentally catch their head. Right. I mean that, and then most guys feel pretty bad about it. And, you know, even the ones that result in penalties and suspensions, you know, it's kind of like guys put themselves in a tough spot. Guys go to make a hit. Everything kind of goes wrong. The person, you know, kind of takes the checker kind of takes, takes maybe a path that puts him in a bad spot, and then you kind of end up with what happened with me, and then maybe even worse. So, but yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's past now. It's no big deal. I definitely don't think he was trying to injure me by any means, but you know, maybe a penalty, sure.
So Nick, what is the challenge here in the next? Hopefully, it's just a couple weeks or less without Ovi. How do you make up for that kind of leadership, scoring, enthusiasm, all of that he brings?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a group effort for sure. O was, you know, hottest guy in the NHL coming in and leaving that game. So you know, it's going to be tough to replace three goals every game like he was, you know, basically clipping away at. So yeah, we're going to have to definitely do it by committee. I think we're going to need some guys to step up. Well, we're going to need everyone to step up, but you know, filling those 15 goals that he has right now is going to be challenging, and then obviously not having our captain in the locker room is obviously tough too. I think when guys come into Capital One and they're playing Ovi, it's a pretty big deal for a lot of players, and not having him on the ice, you know, is going to have its challenges, but we've been there before. The one thing that I've can say about this group, you know, obviously the guys that were here last year and the year before, is that we've dealt with a ton of injuries, and not only to guys that, you know, were first year guys, but you know, Osh was injured for a long time. Backy was injured for a long time. John Carlson was injured for a long time. Tom Wilson was injured for a long time. Over the last 2-3 years, we've had some of our top guys, leaders, you know, and all the way down to rookies that have been injured for long periods of time. And I think that has caused guys in our organization to have to play, you know, fill roles that they weren't necessarily ready to fill, which I think coming into this year has been really beneficial, because we have some young guys, also guys throughout the entire lineup, but especially young guys that understand how to do that now, because they've been forced to play those roles because we've had so many injuries. So I think, you know, we're going to be in good shape, but we'll be happy to have them back for sure.
Doubter, good to talk to you, man. Best of luck against the Lanch tonight at Capital One. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Yep, that's Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. When we come back, is it possible the old Redskins logo is coming back? We will discuss that next here on The Fan.